You're listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. Here's your host, Keith Blakemore Noble.
Hello, welcome to another episode. You and me today, and we are exploring the topic, the theme of, does everything truly happen for a reason? So often we'll hear that, particularly if something unpleasant, harmful, nasty has happened. You will always get somebody saying, everything happens for a reason, as if that somehow makes whatever happened all okay. Does everything happen for a reason? Is it a helpful thing to say? Well, let's take the first question first. Does everything happen for a reason? Well, yes, everything does happen for a reason. I mean, that's basic causality, cause and effect. Something happens which triggers something else to happen. Everything that's happened, happened because something happened before that which caused that to happen. It's basic causality, fundamental property of the universe, of the laws of physics, it's the way things are. So yes, if you want to be really anti-humanity, yes, everything does happen for a reason. However, when people use the term, everything happens for a reason, excuse me, they're not talking about the laws of physics. They're not talking about causality. Usually what they mean is that bad, nasty, horrible, yuck stuff has happened because the universe wants to help you to grow, wants you to teach you a lesson, wants you to get something from it. And that is where it becomes potentially deeply unhelpful and even incredibly harmful. Yes, we said everything happens for a reason. Doesn't necessarily mean that you are the reason that stuff has happened to you. Doesn't necessarily mean that there's a positive reason for it to have happened. And look at the Holocaust. Did that happen for a reason? Well, yes, it happened because incredibly evil people took power. Incredibly evil people led other people. And resulted in the Holocaust, the attempted extermination of entire groups of people. It was particularly nasty, incredibly, a massive stain on human history. But to say that happened for a reason, that it happened so that we could grow, so that we could learn, so we could develop, so that something positive could come out of that, absolute codswallop. And in fact, it's incredibly harmful, and it's also incredibly insulting and dehumanizing to the people who were brutally murdered during it. To claim that, it happened for a reason, as if that somehow justifies and excuses the extreme vile behavior of certain individuals, that is nonsense. It dehumanizes the victims. And it's the same with many other situations where we say everything happens for a reason. A rape, for example. Yes, it happens because the rapist happened to be there and decided they were going to exert their power over their victim. Doesn't mean it happened so that the victim could learn something from it, could grow from it, could develop and benefit in the long run. Heaven knows many don't. Heaven knows many victims' lives are utterly ruined because of a rape, for example. So no, I don't accept the premise that everything happens for a reason and there's a positive outcome from it. If you just look on the positive side, look on the bright side, I utterly reject that. It's incredibly harmful, unhelpful, dehumanizing to so many people when we utter that as a really trite saying. Now, I can hear some of you spluttering, exclaiming at this point. Let me clarify. does that mean that we can't, that something positive can't come out of a bad situation? Of course not. Of course not. It is possible for good things to happen as a result of a nasty situation. But that doesn't mean the situation happened for a reason. It doesn't mean that situation happened to cause this good thing to happen. You see, let me explain. As humans, we make meaning. We apply meaning to everything that happens. It's how we've evolved. It was a very necessary evolutionary mechanism. It was a vital survival mechanism. We see some of the long grass is moving, and we hear a growl. That means there is a tiger there ready to attack us and eat us, which means we should run away. We apply meaning to things. And it's applying those meanings enabled us to survive, enabled us to escape the attack, and enabled us to be here today. So our minds have evolved to see reasons in everything, to apply meaning to everything. However, a very key point, nothing actually has any absolute meaning. Things only mean what we choose them to mean. And the same event can mean different things to different people because we all apply different meanings to things based on who we are, based on our learnings, our understandings, our model of the world, how we believe things are, our beliefs, our attitudes, our values. All of these things influence the meaning we apply to something. There was many years ago an advert on British television for a British newspaper. And the advert started off showing a scene of a skinhead running up the street. And you're thinking, here we go. What's he done there? What's he running away from? Looks like he's running away from something. It then pans to a different scene or cuts to a different view of the same scene. So it's the same situation, same scene, cuts to a different view of it. And we can see there's the archetypal little old lady with her bag of shopping, shuffling up the street, and we can see this skinhead running towards her. And now we're encouraged to think, oh, that means he's going to attack her, he's going to mug her, he's going to steal her shopping. Oh, boo, the bad guy. And then the camera pans back, and we can see there's something falling, about to fall out of a window of a tall building. And it's about to fall on the little old lady. And the skinhead rushes up, pushes her out of the way just in time as the thing falls. He has saved her life. Exactly the same events, series of events happening. But our perspective, our position, what part of that we see governs the meaning which we apply to that situation. Doesn't mean that our meaning is correct. So we can apply meaning to absolutely anything. We can apply meaning to anything. I mean, take the story of a guy in America. He's driving along a great long straight road out in the desert, the scrub and shrub and so on around. He's driving this great long journey. And he sees a boy stood at the side of the road, thinking, what's going on here? Carries on driving. The boy starts throwing stones at him. Starts throwing stones at his car. The guy thinks, what's this thug doing, this absolute hooligan? Slams the brakes on, bails out of the car, ready to give that kid what for being a vandal and a thug and throwing stones at his car. Before he gets to hit the kid and teach the brat a lesson, the kid says, thank God you're here, mister. Thank God you stopped. My mum was driving in the car. She's had an accident. She's driven off the road. She's crashed down there. Can you help? Now, what does that kid throwing stones at the car mean? Very different from what we originally thought. We apply meaning to things, and we absolutely can see meaning in anything. And that can serve us well. That can serve us well. And the thing to remember is we apply meaning based upon our understanding of things, based on us and what we see of the world, doesn't mean our meaning is correct, doesn't mean we see the same meaning as somebody else. Does that matter if we all see ascribe different meanings to things? Does that really matter? Generally, no. You see, when something happens, we apply a meaning to it, and we live our life accordingly. As long as it doesn't affect other people, that's absolutely fine. As long as we don't attempt to browbeat other people into accepting the same meaning, that's absolutely fine. If it helps us, if it gets us through it, if it makes us stronger, absolutely fantastic. And yes, when horrific events happen, when horrific situations occur, some individuals will decide for themselves the thing that happened to them, that happened for a reason, that happened so that I could learn ... They apply that meaning and they use that to enable them to grow and develop in ways which perhaps they might not have done had that horrible event not happened to them. And in those situations, fantastic, more power to the individual concerned. Good luck to them. It's fantastic that they found some way to make all this make sense and to grow from it and to learn and develop. Brilliant. I'm genuinely very, very happy for them. And I would absolutely support them in every step of their way. Where it becomes a major problem, however, is if something deeply unpleasant happens to us and other people tell us, oh, that happened for a reason. Ultimately, it's going to be good that that happened to you because ... That's where it becomes a problem, because it dehumanizes us. It trivializes what happens. It also means we are not acknowledging, accepting, respecting, or honoring that person's situation, their feelings, and their life. We are basically saying, my beliefs and my interpretation of what happened to you is more important and more correct than yours. That is not a helpful place to be. That does not help anyone other than the egotistical person spouting, yeah, this happened for a reason, you just need to find the positives. That's where it becomes damaging, dangerous, and downright offensive when you get right down to it. Because as we said, nothing has any absolute meaning. Things only mean what we choose them to mean. If something happens to a person and they choose it means A, who are we to tell them they're wrong and that horrible trauma they've suffered actually means B? And it happened for a reason, it happened to teach them a lesson, and they will grow for it if only they will accept our understanding of the world rather than their lived experience. Pretty egotistical, really, isn't it? When you're saying, you're wrong, I'm right. That thing happened to you, it's good that it happened to you because you can learn from it, but only if you're open to learning from it. And if you don't learn from it and that trauma holds you back, well, it's your own fault because you didn't learn from it. It happened for a reason. It's your fault if you don't accept that reason. That's where it's coming from. That is what is the meaning behind, oh, everything happened for a reason. Everything happens for a reason. If you believe that everything happens to you for a reason, and that gets you through life, more power to you. Absolutely. And I hope you continue to draw strength from everything that happens. I hope you continue to learn and grow and develop in the ways that you would like to as a result. And I'll celebrate every step of the way with you. However, when you start trying to force other people to believe that what happened to them happened for a reason just because you believe it, and when you start to tell those people that it's their own fault if they don't grow and learn from it because it happened for a reason, it's up to them to learn the lessons, that's when you're overstepping the boundaries. That's when you're overstepping the mark. That's when you move from being helpful to being unhelpful, to being offensive, to being disrespectful, and to being harmful and to hurting others. not a pleasant thing to have to say, but have a think about it. Have a think about it. What do you actually mean when you tell somebody whose entire world has come crashing down, and you tell them, oh, it all happens for a reason. You'll figure it out one day. Is that really helping them? No, it's not. Because now, not only have they got their entire world crashing down at them, they've got you yammering away in their ear, telling them that they're supposed to learn something positive from this, when they're doing all they can to basically just hold it together and to get through the day. And you're now applying even more pressure on them. Pressure simply because you want to believe something and they maybe don't. It's a thought, isn't it? So am I saying that if you believe that everything happens to you for a reason that you're wrong? No, certainly not. If you genuinely believe that everything that happens to you is happening for a reason, they say, more power to you. I really hope it continues to help you and to serve you, to help you grow. Genuinely, I really hope that gets you through the day and helps you live a more enjoyable, more rewarding life. And I will support you every step of the way. I will celebrate you every step of the way on your journey. Absolutely. What I won't do, though, is stand idly by while you tell somebody struggling that, or somebody who's had something horrific happen to them, you stand by and tell them, oh, it's all happened for a reason. You've got to figure out the reason. Everything will be all right once you figure out the reason. With the implications that if things don't turn out right, it's their fault because they didn't figure out the reason. Nah, that's not helpful. That is harmful. That is not compassion. That is not looking out for other people. That is foisting your views of the world on somebody who is not in a good place. Somebody who's not going to be able to take that on board and get through that. They've got more than enough to be dealing with as it is. Would you seriously go to somebody facing gas chambers in a concentration camp and tell them, it's all right. Everything happens for a reason. Your entire family has been gassed. You're about to be gassed in a few minutes, but it's okay. Everything happens for a reason. Maybe you would tell them that, but you would be a deeply inhumane individual if you did. So let's be a bit more compassionate to people. Yes, if we believe everything happens to us for a reason, go for it. I really hope it helps. But don't force that view onto other people. Yes, if somebody else believes everything happens to them for a reason, absolutely support them through it. But if they don't believe that, don't try and force them to believe that view. That really does not help. Yes, everything happens for a reason. And usually the reason isn't so that we can learn something. The reason is more complex than that. Out of our hands. It usually has absolutely nothing to do with us in the first place. Just something to think about. What do you think? What's your thoughts on this? I've prattled on about this for a little while. Tell me what you think. Pop your thoughts in a comment below. Let's have a debate about it. Let's have a discussion about it. Let's see if we can all grow and move and perhaps become a bit more empathetic and a bit more helpful towards each other in whatever situations we happen to be facing. I'm just going to leave you with that. Do give the episode a like, a comment, a share, subscribe to it. Give us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Let me know what your thoughts are. Let's get a debate going. And either way, I hope that I will catch you again in another episode very soon. Thank you so much for catching this. I appreciate you taking the time. Take care. Look after yourself. I'll catch you next time. Bye for now.
You've been listening to the Keith Blakemore Noble Radio Show. To find out more, please visit KeithBlakemoreNoble.com.